Hello guys, welcome back to another episode, a new episode on love and orgasms. And today I want to talk about something that I know I might get a lot of unprecedented opinions on, but that's okay. Nimezoea kila mtu akona opinions different. But what I want to try and create on this platform of mine is a safe space for us to be able to just talk about anything and everything and just say what we feel and what we think. And you guys, I did a short live video where I was just basically talking about anal sex and how you need to maybe prepare for it. And I will have a friend of mine on later on in the podcast just to come and tell us, like, to give us a bit more insight and give us a bit more information, because I'm curious and I want to learn. And I'm not gonna pretend I've not tried it or I've not been curious about it before, because it's something I have definitely tried and thought about. And yeah, niko hapa sasa. So yeah, I want us to talk about anal sex, and I'm just gonna give you guys a bit of a preview and maybe tell you guys what I think, and then I'll have my friend come on just to give us tips on how to maybe prepare and how to be safe and how to take care of ourselves and how to just be safe and get to enjoy it. I'm adding a disclaimer right now that if you do not subscribe to this kind of sex, it is okay, it is fine. I'm not trying to force anyone into it, I'm not trying to push anyone into it, I'm not trying to say this is what you should do. I'm just talking about it so that those who are interested maybe can get help and we can share opinions and we can just have this conversation going, because I know you guys are having sex. I know you're getting dicked in the ass. Najua. Unajua ubaya Kenyans ni that hatupendi kuhave hizi conversations openly. Hatupendi kuongea tu na kukubali that this is what is happening or this is what I'm doing or this is what... And the moment we start to talk about it, then we can get more information. Because kuna mse saizi anasema, anal sex, what if ujikunie, ama what if unuke mafi, ama what if. It's just a lot of what ifs, because there's a lot of myths and misconceptions, and there's not enough real information going out. So again, I'm not saying this is the gospel truth, this is what you should do, or this is the right way to do things. I'm just sharing what I do, what I like, and what information I've got that I feel is important to share, just for those who are maybe interested just to learn or maybe to try it out. So I think, in my opinion, because what I'm in, Lisa, what I feel about anal sex, I feel like anal sex, the first time I tried it, it was very painful. This is about 4 years ago. And I tried it once. Karibu ni lie, by the way. Karibu ni ite mama yangu. Karibu ni scream on top of my lungs, ni to the whole village. It was painful as shit. But now that it's like 4 years later and I have a bit more information and I've learned a bit more and I've been courageous enough to try it again, okay, not all the way, but kinda, I feel like now I get it, and maybe I understand it, and maybe I like it. Not maybe, I know I like it. I think for me, anal sex is, if you know me personally, you know that I'm very big on experimenting and I'm very big on trying out new things, just to get to know like what I like and maybe what is good for me. I'm always down to having a good time and just being happy and making my partner happy and just trying out new stuff. So mimi, siwezi sema anal sex is bad or good in terms of experience, because I haven't really actually done it enough times to be able to tell. But I'd say like the far I've gone or whatever I've tried, I think I know what I'd like and what I wouldn't like. So before nisonge mbele sana, before we get into it, I just wanted to tell you guys again that if you haven't done it, and if you're not willing to do it, and if you don't like it, if you think it's gross, if you think that right there is the sign that you don't need to even try it, because it has to do a lot of, like, with a lot of psychological preparation as well. You have to be extremely comfortable and very relaxed, and like, you have to be into it. Your mind has to be there. You have to be present. And these are some of the ways, like, you can prepare for anal sex, whether you're a girl or a guy or whatever gender you subscribe to. We need to be allowed to be liberal. We need to be able to make our own decisions and to allow people as well the space to just make their own decisions and be who they are without judging them, without being against them. Because we do a lot of this out of ignorance. Ni vile hatunanga information. So maybe nikishare information hapa, tutakuwa a bit more informed. So in case you're willing to try out anal sex, these are just a few of the things you need to know. This is just like skimming through how you can prepare, but I'm gonna have my friend on to just share a bit about what he thinks and how he feels like you should prepare yourself for anal sex. So the first thing is definitely that you need to be clean. You need to clean yourself. You need to no, ata nisianzia hapo. Unafaa kupupu. Go to the toilet, use the toilet before, like an hour before or 30 minutes before. Just go to the toilet, clear your bowels out if you can or if you feel the need to. Just to, you know, avoid any accidents if you feel like it's a fear you have. Maybe you're scared, uneza jiharia, unajua wezi jua nini itafanyika. So if you have that fear in mind, or if you feel like it's a possibility, or rather just for preparation's sake, go to the toilet right before. And after you're done, clean up. Douche yourself. There's like douche bulbs and so many things right now at your disposal that you can use, or even just water and your hands to clean yourself before you get a dick up your ass. Clean yourself vizuri. And this is also good for vaginal sex. I think you're just supposed to be clean in short. Like, there's no two ways about it. Whether you're having vaginal sex or anal sex, it's good to be clean. So just make sure you're clean so that you don't smell bad and your partner feels a bit more, you know, enticed and welcome. And just for yourself as well. Especially for yourself. Kwa msafi. And then something else I'd say, like, in preparation for this is you need to, like, eat right. Include a lot of roughage and fiber into your diet, because they help a lot with like stool and bowel movement and just everything in your gut. So eat right, have a nice diet. What did I want to say? Like, make sure you take enough water. Just make sure you eat right and you're well moisturized and you're clean. And then something else you need to do is that you need to get a lot of lube. Okay, just use a lot to be on the safe side, but you need to have lube. Please, kumbuka that your vagina is not like your anus. Your vagina is not like your anus. The vagina is never gonna be like the hole up your ass. They're very different. Number one, in that lubrication. You see how you get wet in the vagina? You don't get wet like that in your ass. So you need to lube up just to prevent friction. And definitely, unajua what happens when there's friction. You're going to get small fissures. And this is now where you get, like, infections if you don't take care of yourself. So why would you want to have, like, dry ass sex? Hakuna haja. Ni kama tu vaginal sex. If it's, like, too dry, it's not gonna be as enjoyable. It's gonna feel forced and very painful, and it might tear you apart. So please get lube. And for those who are asking, like, what's the best kind of lube to get, water based lube is the best to get, because it's less irritant and then it reduces definitely like the risk of infections. It's better than like silicone based and other types of lube. So water based lube is the best, in my opinion, in my friend's opinion, on the internet, and according to a few people I've asked. That's the information I've got. But if you definitely have like more information you'd want to share with me, please come forward. Okay, so something else about anal sex is that, like I said, for me, just any type of sex, even vaginal sex, it has a lot to do like with the psyche. I have to be very psychologically prepared. I have to be very aware and very comfortable and very relaxed for me to enjoy any type of sex. So imagine anal, yenye lazmo tumie lube. If you're not relaxed, if you're not mentally prepared for it, if you're not even emotionally like in tune and just relaxed and comfortable, even physically, you're definitely going to be tensed up and it's not going to be as enjoyable. It's going to be crazy painful. Take it from me, I tried it the first time and I didn't know anything about anal sex. It was just this guy I was with and then he tried it and I was scared and I was sinajua tu vile men wanasemanga sijui just the tip. Mi hata sijui nilikuwa nakubali nini hapo, because I had no information. I didn't even know what was happening or what was going on. And that was the most painful shit I ever went through. But now I have a totally different opinion, because right now I'm grown. Right now I've learned like the pros and cons. I've learned like how to take care of myself, how to prepare, especially mentally. So like I was saying, it has a lot to do like with psychological preparation, because you have to be very in tune and very present and very willing and very relaxed for you to be able to enjoy it. So if you have, you like your 50-50, ama you're not sure, don't even bother trying, manze. Just wait up until like you know you're ready. And this goes for anything. This is just general even advice. Like if unajishuku hautakuwa na confidence na hauta enjoy. So please just, if you want to do something, I feel like it's better like to talk yourself into it and prepare yourself mentally so that it's a bit more enjoyable. And I mean legal stuff, guys. Except smoking weed. So, and if you're a lady and you're having, anal sex, just make sure that you guys, like, akishaingia kwa haga, asirudi aingie kwa vagina with the same, like, without cleaning up or without changing condoms or without, and yeah, condoms is such a big deal for me. I'm always talking about use condoms, take care of yourselves. Like, you know, there's STDs and HIV and all these things going around, and you don't need the extra stress already. You don't need the extra stress, so just take care of yourself. So please be careful not to get into the vagina right after getting out the ass, because that's gonna definitely put you at risk of getting more infections, and that's something that we do not want. And it's very important that the person you're having sex with is very gentle. Because anaweza kukuingia haga na akurarue. And this takes a lot of training. It's not like the first time you're going to do it, it's going to be perfect or it's going to be, you know, enjoyable right then. Like, it takes training and practice and all these things together, like you being comfortable, you eating right, you being clean, you being relaxed, you having to use lube, your partner being gentle with you, for you to actually get to enjoy the whole experience. And something you can use, like maybe to make you and your partner comfortable, is just like maximize on the foreplay. And like you can add toys into it, like there's butt plugs, like you can eat ass. I eat ass and I love eating ass. Just my man's though. And you know, you can get like butt plugs, and you can eat ass, and definitely msisahau lube, because of all these things. Like it's just important that you do all these things together to have better sex and to just enjoy it more. And I'm gonna finish up by saying, like, before my friend comes on, I'm gonna finish up by saying, please do not push it. Si a must. It's not for everybody. Si kila mtu anaenjoy. Si kila mtu anataka. Si kila mtu anapenda. Nani sawa. We're different. We have different preferences. We have different fears. And we have people who are completely open to trying out anything. And I think, Mimi, I fall in that bracket where as long as I'm comfortable and as long as it's consensual and as long as I'm enjoying it, I'm very much open to trying out new stuff with my partner. Sikwangi closed off, especially sexually. So it's okay to be different. It's okay to have different preferences. Please, 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 usifanye pressure ama sijihi podcast ama kitu mwana on the internet ikupush uendo try kitu yenye haujui ama hautaki ama hauna enough information on. It's not worth it. If you're not with it, then it's okay. It's okay to just not want to do it. So yeah, I'm gonna have my friend on to come maybe tell us a few things about anal sex, because he knows a bit more than I do, and he's definitely gonna share more information. Yeah, so that's it.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm a lover of life, an all-round positive person, liker of good things, sex positive, and you know, just an all-round cool guy, or so I like to think. So today I'd like to talk to you guys about sex, and specifically anal sex. So, you know, the general opinion of anal sex is that it's dirty, it's unnatural, it's shameful, and many other negative connotations that you guys may have around it, but it really isn't. Anal sex, when done with the right person in the right settings and in the right state of mind, can actually be fun and, you know, very fulfilling and very satisfying as well, because the area around the anus actually has several nerve endings that make it very pleasurable. And it's more about being open-minded and trying to understand how to approach it in the right way, because the stigma and the shame attached to it makes a lot of people ashamed of the fact that they're curious about it, or the fact that they have a fantasy to try it, you know. And if it's done in the right way with the right person, it can be very pleasurable. You know, I've heard very crazy myths, such as that once you have anal sex, you're gonna develop some sort of bowel incontinence, because, you know, to put it nicely, that area back there is for things to come out and nothing to go in. You know, it's an exit, it's not an entry, which is I beg to differ, because it's more like, then if it's supposed to only be an exit, then there wouldn't be so many nerve endings behind there, you know. And I mean, human beings are curious creatures. We find ways to pleasure ourselves and we discover ourselves. And I mean, if it works, it works. So the myth specifically about anal sex and bowel incontinence is not exactly true. The rectal and sphincter muscles, just like any other muscles, have the ability to expand and contract. There is muscle memory, which is something you should probably look up, because the body naturally knows how it should be. So, you know, if you exert some pressure there, the muscles are going to ease up and do whatever it is that they have to do at that time. So whether it's penetration or whatever. And once it's done, it goes back to its normal state after a while, you know. So that's one myth that is covered, because anal sex doesn't actually lead to bowel incontinence, because of the muscle memory, as I've said, and also if it has to be done correctly, right? And then the second myth is that anal sex is dirty. First of all, a lot of y'all be eating ass out here, so if it's dirty, y'all should avoid the anus at all costs, okay? Yeah, but of course, it's an anus. You know what's in there. So, of course, when you're going in, you don't expect ice cream. You know what's in there, right? But anyway, there is ways to make sure that you're not dirty. First of all, if you are someone that practices anal sex, be it that you're a man that sleeps with men or you're a female that's into anal sex, or maybe you are a man that likes being pegged by his girlfriend, whichever it is, there's things that you can do in order to avoid these accidents, you know. First of all, eating fiber, eating a good fibrous diet, and making sure that your bowels flow consistently, and also you know, taking a dump before having sex, and also other things such as douching, which I understand have been covered on another episode. The third thing as well is that, especially with the males, is that, you know, if you have anal sex, then you are, I don't know, you're gay or you have a proclivity to be attracted to men or whatever. But here's the thing, sexuality has nothing to do, like your attraction to a gender, has nothing to do with the sexual acts that you prefer. You know, a straight person can be into anal. A straight man can be into anal, be it finger play, be it getting his ass ate, be it getting pegged by your girlfriend. You know, sexuality cannot be conflated with the sexual acts that someone, you know, is interested in or is pegged by. The person with whom you do that, however, that's a whole other thing. And besides, sexuality is on a spectrum, you know. So, I mean, this is very controversial to say, but I'll say it, you know. Not everybody is 100% straight, and not everybody is 100% gay. It's a pendulum, and, you know, you fall at either parts of the spectrum throughout your life, right? Okay, so that's another myth demystified. And the fourth thing is that anal sex hurts like hell. Well, it's all about tact. Of course it will hurt if you, you know, if you're going in there and just sort of just ramming the dick in or whatever. It's gonna hurt. So it's important to relax and to, you know, to take care of, you know, the process and how you do it. Anal sex is extremely pleasurable because biologically, like I said before, there are nerve endings behind there. So these nerve endings are pleasure receptors, and they respond to tactile stimulus. So, you know, tease the booty, tease it with your tongue, tease it with your fingers. And also, to alleviate pain, you have to relax and you have to you know, to take it slow and ease into it gradually. You can start with a small butt plug, you can start with analingus. You know, eating booty is a good way to sort of ease into the whole thing. And, you know, preparation as well. Be psychologically prepared, be emotionally prepared. Do it with somebody that you trust, with somebody that you can be free with, okay? And own your pleasure. Own your pleasure. Don't be ashamed to honor your desires and to do what it is that you want to do. Because some of the people that villainize and scandalize this kind of sex, low-key want to do it, and they want to do it real bad, you know. So the thing is, do it with someone that you trust, And also, you know, free your mind of all of the negative stigma and stereotypes that are attached to this. Because the millennials do be loving to eat that ass, but as soon as you talk about it in public, everyone is up in arms and everyone is so righteous and sanctimonious, you know. So personally, I would say is own your pleasure, do your research, make sure the person that you're doing it with is somebody that you trust, is somebody that is free, and it's someone that you feel safe with, both physically and emotionally. And also, be sober during that time, you know. Don't be drunk or don't take some other sort of drugs before indulging in it. Another thing is make sure that it's consensual. Consent is key. Consent is key. And just to finish it off, I'd like to say that, you know, sex is amazing. There is so many ways to pleasure yourself. There is ways in which you could get so much pleasure and you can't even begin to understand. Our bodies are just amazing. And for that reason, I'd also like to say that, you know, anal sex is not a must. You know, it's not a must. So first of all, you should not feel pressured into doing it. You know, and nobody should shame you for not feeling like doing it, even if you are sex positive. Nobody should shame you for not doing it, because sex positive does not mean that you say yes to everything, right? So it's not a must. Don't feel the pressure to do it. When you do it, let it be at your own volition, you know? Let it be a choice that you made with someone. And you mutually agreed and there was consent and you decided to do it, you know. It has to be at your own will. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be penetration. You know, you can start with analingus, you know, get your ass ate. You can pleasure yourself with your finger. You know, you can start with the toys. You know, there are other alternatives. There's a whole plethora of things that you can do. No pun intended with a whole, but I hope you saw what I did there. Yeah, so there are other alternatives as well. There's a lot of things that you can do in anal sex. When I say anal sex, it doesn't automatically mean dick in the butt, okay? There's a lot of sexual acts. There's analingus, you know. There is playing with toys, you know. Vibrators, some of which are specifically made, you know, for safe anal penetration. So there's a lot. And personally, what I tell my friends is own your pleasure, honor yourself, okay? Sex is self-care. Good sex is self-care, okay? So own your pleasure, honor yourself. If you want to do it, but no pressure. Okay, always remember, 1, consent, 2, physical and emotional safety, 3, agency, okay? Let it be that you're you allowed it and that you chose to do it. So freedom of choice and agency, okay? And number 4, pleasure, right? Make sure it's pleasurable, ease into it. Be kind to yourself, take your time, you know, lots of lube if it involves any sort of penetration. Yeah. And finally, I'd really just like to say, you know, that don't let societal pressures and you know, society's dictation of what sex should be stop you from, you know, pursuing whatever it is that you want to do sexually. Sex is amazing, okay? Yeah, sex is amazing. I'll just say that. Yeah, I guess that's all. Thanks for your time.